Ada Lovelace, 1815 to 1852. My father was Lord Byron, the famous poet. I never knew him. He left me and my mother when I was a baby. Mother wanted me to have a sound education. She insisted a girl should study and believe that she can achieve. She was not in favour of imagination or flights of fancy. At the time, there was no public education system in England, and most children did not go to school, especially girls. Girls were expected to marry and have children. When I was 12, I had the idea that I could fly like birds in the sky. I labelled my idea flyology and focused on how to create wings of different sizes. You could say that I thought outside of the box. I caught measles at age 13 and as a result lost the ability to walk properly. Whilst I recovered in bed, I kept up my studies so I wouldn't get bored. I studied maths, music, and languages. Mother always searched for the best tutors. Mary Somerville was one of the first women to be elected at the Royal Astronomical Society. She introduced me to new ways of looking at the stars. Through her, I met my future husband, William Lord King. William and I got married in 1835, and 3 years later he was awarded the title of Earl of Lovelace. I became Countess of Lovelace. Charles Dickens, Florence Nightingale, and Michael Faraday were regular visitors to our home. My tutor Mary also introduced me to the scientist Charles Babbage, and we became lifelong friends. We also worked together. Babbage had begun working on a new invention, an analytical engine. This engine could add, subtract, multiply, and divide. There had never been anything like it. The analytical engine began to interest scientists everywhere. An invitation to talk about the engine came from the University of Turin, Italy, in 1840. In 1842, I read a paper in French from an engineer who had heard Babbage's talk about the analytical engine. I translated it and added lots of my own thoughts and ideas to it. I believed Babbage's machine could achieve so much more than basic calculations. After 9 months, I finished my work. The piece was 3 times longer than the original paper. Babbage was impressed. He called me the enchantress of numbers. He was right. I loved numbers, calculations, and logic. I felt we could make further progress, and I wrote to Babbage suggesting we look for funding to build the analytical engine. Babbage, however, had other new theories to busy his mind. Learning through testing and playing and imagining new ways of doing things is so important. So is not giving up. Persevere, maintain self-discipline, keep a curious mindset, and most of all, learn from others.